I'm going to talk tonight instead about something called the fundamental similarity hypothesis. I think this is important as something that we all grapple with in the profession, whether you're a practitioner, whether you're a researcher, whether you're a researcher practitioner like I am, whether you're an administrator, whether you're a policymaker, no matter what you are, we have to grapple with the fact that we cannot make things things that they are not. And that's sort of what my talk is about. There are a good many people out there in the profession, and I'm going to talk about foreign language teachers for just a moment, which I hate the term foreign. I mean, I grew up speaking Spanish. Spanish is not a foreign language to me. In fact, I'm working on a book called Spanish, Our Other Language, because I do not believe it's a foreign language in this country. But those of us who work in classroom-only contexts in this country, let me put it that way, a good number of us believe that somehow getting another language is different than getting a first language. And in fact, there's a good number of people out there who get trained in second language or foreign language instruction in the latest cognitive methods or in terms of cognitive approaches to teaching. And while all that's good and well, I think that it kind of obfuscates the facts that there really is something quite similar between first language acquisition and second language acquisition, whether the second language learner is a child, adult, and adolescent. Although I'm going to talk mostly about adults tonight. So I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go against everybody out there and say, no, it's not fundamentally different, it's fundamentally similar. Which is not really all that new, but for some people it is. So some of you will think, this is old hat, Bill. You'll be yawning back there in the back row. I'm sure those of you where the lights are low, you'll be going in about 2 minutes. But maybe there'll be some new things here for you. There are